And it's not even really about the money. It's about that many people are hungry for the word, that many people are looking for a relationship. And I just am so humbled every day. Like, there's not a day that doesn't go by that I'm just not completely humbled. I'm not crying out to God, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. It allows me to pour back into the ministry almost every time someone comments, and I watch my comments. That's the other thing, you guys. I am so in it with these people.
Hello, and welcome to the Scale Your Sales podcast. I am your host and soon to be BFF, Jillian Murphy. If you are absolutely exhausted of hearing the same podcast that only leave you feeling motivated in just a bunch of fluff, well, you have absolutely landed on the right podcast. In this podcast, we are going to talk about the most important skill you need in your business, and that is how to generate sales. We are going to dive deep into topics such as messaging, marketing, how to organically drive traffic into your business through lead generation. We are going to talk about how to create consistent cash months inside of your business. And we are also going to talk about how to build a company that isn't just making money, but is actually building wealth while also getting back your most important thing, which I know is time freedom. Now, I am here for real talk, real advice, and straightforward tips that you can always walk away and implement immediately into your business. But I have to tell you, I am not your typical business mentor. We are gonna have real talk about your real business. So if you are looking for somebody that's going to tell you that you can just manifest your business or how to make $1 million tomorrow, this is not the podcast for you. We are gonna talk about real skills to build a real business. I have spent over 25 years in the corporate sales space, generating over $1 million in sales through multiple industries. In the online space, I have been able to help over 500 entrepreneurs not only grow their sales, but scale their businesses. Several times per week, we are going to bring you solo episodes, guest episodes, how-to episodes, and even hot seat coaching. So if you are ready to scale your sales, let's freaking go. What's up, babes? Welcome back to the Scale Your Sales podcast. I feel like I keep wanting to say sales and social, and I have to keep like checking myself now that we have changed the name of the podcast. But welcome back to the Scale Your Sales podcast. You guys, I have my good friend, former client, maid of honor, my wedding. Like, she checks off so many boxes in my real life. My friend Stacy on the show today. And we're just going to talk really about like the journey of entrepreneurship, the work that the Lord is doing, and not only in her world, but also in my world, and just like some really good success that she's had lately. So, Stacy, welcome to the show. Tell my audience who you are and what you do.
Yeah, well, my name is Stacy, and I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me. And I'm just excited to kind of share my story and what's going on because it's been a long time coming.
Yes.
And I want to tell your people that consistency is key, my friends.
Yes. So you guys, I'm going to give you guys a little backstory. Okay. Stacy and I know each other for a really long time. I've helped her in and out of her business. She's helped me. She's done a ton of photo shoots with me. Like, she is just so talented at what she does. And through the entire time that we've actually been working together, and actually even the time that we've been friends, one of the things that she has always said is like, I really just want to talk about Jesus. Whether she was a realtor, whether she was doing marketing, social media, OBM work, she was just like, Jill, I just really want to talk about Jesus. And I'm like, okay, well, Stacy, I don't know if you can actually build a business just talking about Jesus, right? So this is where I'm very like tactical and strategic. And I'm like, hey, you can talk about Jesus, but like, can we also like maybe do something else? And this is where I want Stacy to talk about. She knew her purpose and she knew her passion, and she didn't go off track, even when I said stuff, and probably even your own husband said stuff.
Oh, for
Let's
sure.
Dive in.
Yeah. Yeah, we're diving into that because it's very interesting. I feel like you were writing my notes for me because that's pretty much everything I was going to talk about.
What happens when you have your good friend on the show? You just kind of know
exactly.
When else to say it.
But yeah, I mean, I've done it all, you know. I started a photography business 15 years ago, still going, but only for select clients. I've done video, I've done marketing, I've done direct sales, I've done real estate. But all through that, the very first foundational piece that I had was coming on YouTube and in 2011 and talking about Jesus. And I didn't know what I was going to talk about. I just knew I had to tell people. You know, it's like when you go to a restaurant and you have like the best meal you've ever had, what do? Like,
you gotta tell everybody.
You go tell everyone. It's not because you want to like force it on them, or you want to say like what I think is right. I just want you to feel what I'm feeling, because you know, that's just where I was. And so I started talking about it, and you know, over the years, I just continued to talk about it.
Years. And she said years.
Many years. Did I say 2011?
2011 is when she started this.
Yeah. But there was an issue in the fact that, A, I didn't want to make money off of people. The gospel is free. Okay. So that's first and foremost. And there has to be like a really healthy balance there. But as the years went by, I just kept thinking, I feel like this is way more than a passion project. Like, I feel like this is my calling. Mm-hmm. And I had a way of explaining the gospel in a way that people could understand it, because it's not easy, you guys. And even me, sometimes I read it and I'm like, what in the world did I just read?
You know? And she's funny as shit. So like her stuff is really funny on top of that. So like you're learning about the Lord and you're also like belly laughing at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you guys, God has a sense of humor. Come on. If we're made in his image and we love humor.
Yeah.
Yes. So, but I think one of the biggest things for me was, you know, finding that healthy balance of making it a career. Not, I know my clientele. My clientele are people that are at the depths of the bottom, and they are looking for hope and they are looking for joy and they are looking for all these things. And a lot of times they don't have a lot of money. So I couldn't charge for a group. I couldn't charge for a Bible study. I couldn't do all of those things, but I just knew that this passion wasn't going away. And in fact, it was just getting more and more and more. But yes, convincing my husband was the biggest thing. He's like, honey, you can talk about Jesus all day long, but we need some income.
Yeah. And you guys, it's funny because Stacy was actually on my network marketing team for a while. And I remember, like, even under my breath, I'd be like, if she could just talk about these gut health products with a tenth of the percent that she's talking about Jesus, like, we could have her making a six-figure income. But like, it's kind of what you said, like it was such a fire inside of you and like nothing else you really want. Like it was such a different passion that you had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And it didn't matter. You know, the thing is when you have a calling, like doesn't matter. You can try all the other things.
Yeah.
It's just that I would get bored. You know, like I was in direct sales with CBD and I was very passionate about it. But after about 4 months, I was like, I do not want to talk about CBD anymore.
Yeah.
And real estate, I was a kick-ass real estate agent. I did awesome. But after a while, I was like, I'm so sick of dealing with the people in real estate. And like, nobody's as passionate and nobody has integrity anymore. And so, yes. So it was getting my husband on board. And that kind of all shifted and changed this last December, because I guess the Lord just said, it's time.
Mm-hmm. You open the gates.
You know, I wrote this book. It's a prayer journal. I wrote it almost, it'll be 2 years in May. Mm-hmm. And I sold, I want to say in that year and a half, I probably sold maybe 1500 of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, not bad, but nothing to write home about.
Yeah. I mean, she's not quitting her jobs to, you know, support her family on 1500 journals, you guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Nope. Not happening.
Yeah.
But something happened around Christmas time this last year. I started doing a little bit of affiliate marketing on TikTok. Now, let's go back. Again, I've been building this community on TikTok for 3 years.
Yes. So what's your following like on TikTok? Just so my audience has an idea.
I think I'm at 82,000.
Yeah. And it took you about 3 years to get there.
Yeah. And this is my second account. The first one got shut down. So I had to start from scratch. I was at like 75 and then I had to start all over.
And I also noticed, because I follow you, like you are crazy consistent.
All the time.
All the time. All She's the not time. Like, you guys, I have 200 people that follow me on TikTok and then I get pissed off and I'm like, oh yeah, my last thing I put on TikTok was 6 weeks ago. You guys, so like, this is why my TikTok doesn't grow. Right. Yeah. I have 7 videos on my TikTok. This is why 200 people follow me and 150 are probably you guys listening to this podcast right now. So it's like, you have to remember that she was doing this for a long time consistently before she saw the rewards, before you saw any income coming in, correct?
Absolutely.
It's like, I want to talk about Jesus.
And that's all I did. And so I built up this amazing community. And when I began to get this stirring inside of me to write this journal, I thought, well, I'm going to go to my community and ask them what they want.
Yeah.
Because I knew what I was missing, because I bought all these journals and they're great and they're beautiful, but I was missing like a lot. It was just like, how do you feel today? Read the scripture. I wanted more. I wanted more meat and potatoes. I knew that if I did, that other people did. So I came up with a total of 8 things. And I came out to my community and I said, hey guys, I'm going to write a journal and I'm going to put 5 of these 8 things in it. What are your top 5?
Yeah.
And 90% of them said, I need all 8 of them.
Mm-hmm. Market and research.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All 8. So I did. So this community that I built over many, many years of posting, you guys, there were days when I was posting 6 to 7 times a day. I'm not kidding you.
And you guys, her videos, like, if you don't know her videos, like, they're not just like a little talking head video. Like, she has like, they're like videos. I mean, she's like, some she's dancing, some there's captions. Like, I know the amount of time it takes to create a video and it takes to create a reel. So you were putting in like hours and hours and hours some days of time. Like, I mean, I know, like you told me before, like Matt would come downstairs in the basement and be like, what are you doing? And you're like, oh, I'm making reels. I'm making videos. And he's like, well, this isn't actually paying anything. And you're like, it will.
And if it doesn't, people will read for Jesus. So it's fine. You know, like it'll pay itself out.
Yeah.
Maybe not monetarily.
Yeah.
But yes. So I had this community, and come December, I started to just do like dabble in affiliate marketing. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I've had experience doing marketing. I have that experience. Yeah. I know how to make a video. I know how to catch people's attention.
Yeah.
And so I bought these ratchet straps.
Yeah, this is a crazy story.
I bought ratchet. They're automatic ratchet straps. You know what a ratchet strap is?
Yeah.
It straps in heavy loads in your truck. And I'm very familiar with this because we had just built a house and I was always the one going and getting the lumber. Yes, we built the house.
Yes. Like, yeah. She built the house, you guys. Like, literally, they built the house. Hear that again.
Yeah, exactly. So I saw these ratchet straps and I was like, oh, that's a great Christmas gift. And also a gift for myself because I can never work these dumb things.
Yeah.
So I had them sitting in my closet and I saw a TikTok ad for them. And I was like, oh, I have those. I'll just make a video. Mm-hmm. So I made like this stupid 30-second video on ratchet straps. It was funny. I mean, it was a funny thing. Funny. It connected with the women, I think, more than the men. And they were like, oh, that's a great gift and buy it for Christmas. I sold 2,000 units
in like
a couple days. Yeah. And I was like, and I was making like, I think it was $8 a piece.
Yeah.
Of affiliate marketing.
Yeah. Not I was bad like, money right there.
I'm like, Matt, I just think I made like $20,000 on ratchet strap.
Yeah.
Actually, I wouldn't tell them what they were because it was a Christmas gift. I'm like, it's a Christmas gift for you.
This thing that you're about to get, I'm making a shit ton of money off of it.
Yeah. So I was like, this is insanity. So that got me thinking. I'm like, well, it's almost Christmas. Mm-hmm. Prayer journals seem like they'd make a really good gift. So I went on. But again, TikTok's a little tricky. Yeah. If you don't know anything about TikTok shop, you have to have the inventory. You can't just do drop shipping.
Yeah.
And they're very, very strict. Not only do you have to have the inventory, you have to get it out in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, I knew that.
So I only had like, I don't know, 50 on me. And I was like, I'll just put them up there. I sold 50 out.
Journals.
In like,
50 journals.
Yeah, 50 journals. Okay. And I sold out in like a few hours. And I was like, oh, I better order some more. So I ordered like 200. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, I'm going to do like 200.
Yeah. And at this point, you guys, she sold 1500 for the whole year last year. Right. Yeah.
So the 200 sell out and I'm like, okay, but now it was Christmas. So we're going, you know, into the new year. Well, it's a perfect thing to start new year journal. Yeah. Right. So now I order 500 and it just keeps going up from there. And
they're
every
showing
time,
up at your house because they're not, you can't drop ship them.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm having to pack them and send them.
And then they take them to the post office. So guys, this isn't like, you know, a sweatshirt that you guys buy and or Shopify ships it. Like, she's doing all the labor of this.
Mm-hmm. And I love it. I love every single bit of it. I really, really, truly do. And so, yeah, it just kept going from there. And so to date for this year, what are we at? Like, how many days are we in? 90, 100 days, 180 days at this point. I have sold 10,000.
10,000 journals, you guys. 10,000 journals. You know, we're not going to talk monetarily on this podcast, but this is probably like one of the best things you've done in your business for you and your family.
Ever.
Ever.
It's not...
The Lord has blessed you so much back.
And I don't want to cry because I get very, very emotional because
You can cry in the podcast.
I know.
I cry in the podcast all the time. I talk about my train wreck life and cry all the time on the podcast. You can talk all you want.
And it's not even really about the money. It's about that many people are hungry for the word. That many people are looking for a relationship. And I just am so humbled every day. Like, there's not a day that doesn't go by that I'm just not completely humbled. I'm not crying out to God like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
It allows me to pour back into the ministry. Almost every time someone comments, and I watch my comments. That's the other thing, you guys. I am so, so in it with these people. Yeah. I'm not having someone else answer their messages.
Not using nanny chat, like we always talk about on here. None of that bullshit, you guys. She's doing the work.
Yeah. If someone's on there saying, gosh, it's beautiful. I really could use this. I just can't afford it. I'm going to save up. I always ask them to email me and I send them one. Like, I am sewing back in. Because again, I know the people that need it the most, you know, the Lord is blessing me and I'm allowed to now bless other people.
Yeah.
And that has been my prayer from the very beginning. Lord, look what we could do together. This is his business, not mine. And so as long as he sees fit, I'm going to continue to do this.
Yeah.
And I try not to complain, you know, like my arthritis from packing, like I'm like, okay, I'm 48 now. I can feel it.
Yeah. Or like driving to the post office and waiting in line and having to do all of that. Like, the Lord is blessing you. So you're like, I'm not going to complain about it.
Mm-mm. No, not at all.
Yeah.
It's been a wild, wild ride.
I love the story so much because you guys, when Stacey and I were talking, you know, I was like, this is such a great episode to have on the podcast. One, because I don't think people see things all the way through. You could have quit so many times on this, went back to real estate, went back to photography, listened to your business coach, listened to your husband, like all of those types of things. But you were like, I know my purpose and my passion and I just want to see it out. So my question for you right now, listening to the podcast, is like, what is something that is like burning a fire inside of you that you were just not willing to keep doing, even if it doesn't make sense right now, even if you don't understand it, even if it's not bringing in money, even if it's not bringing in clients, because you know on the other side, it's going to be there.
And I can assure you that it probably won't make sense to most people.
Yeah.
I mean, I have had so many people like, you know, ask me like, well, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You guys, even I asked her, I'm like, how in the hell did you go from selling like 1500 journals to 10,000? Because like, I'd really like to like explain that to my other clients who have digital products. And she's like, I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, consistency again, and just knowing your purpose and just knowing if there's a fire inside of you that you can't put out, you just can't put it out. I mean, I tried going back to real estate. I tried going back to photography, and the whole time I just knew it. It's not what I want to be doing. I want to be helping people find Jesus and creating tools for them that are going to make it simpler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm obviously on this podcast and my brain's thinking like a million places that we could take this. So right now you're currently selling this on TikTok, right? TikTok and Instagram?
TikTok, Instagram. But we didn't talk about how TikTok has now driven my Amazon sales to...
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
So
number
now
32.
You're also on Amazon and cranking it, correct?
Yes.
So what did TikTok do? That's where I was going with this. Where did TikTok take that Amazon business?
Oh, I don't even know. It might be 300% more. So what happens is people see the video. Mm-hmm. Not everybody wants to purchase on TikTok.
Correct.
They want to purchase on Amazon. So they go find me on Amazon and they purchase there. Mm-hmm. So not only am I seeing the revenue from there, I mean, my mind is blown. I mean, it's literally quadrupling every month on Amazon. So last 2 days ago, I was number 32 in spiritual growth books. Do you know how many? I mean, like thousands, like Stephen Furtick from Elevation Church. I was above his book. I almost grabbed myself.
That's literally crazy. And I want to talk about this because I do have a lot of Christian listeners or faith-based listeners that listen to the show even more as of lately. What does make your journal different? Like what does it get on the 32 rank? What does have 10,000 people buying it?
Yeah, it is completely different. It is what I like to call it is a journey to Jesus. So it really breaks down relationship piece. Because we can all just read the Bible. We can all do that. But really the missing piece is when you know Jesus personally. Everything else falls into place. The Bible becomes much easier to read. And so it takes you through a series of how to recognize when God is speaking to you. Because that was the main thing that people used to ask me. Gosh, how do you know when God's speaking to you? Like you feel like you're so sure of it.
Yeah.
And then you just do what he says. And then all these things happen.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, he's talking to all of us, but it isn't just a switch you flip. Yeah. Like there are actual things that you can do and exercises you can do to realize when he's speaking to you. So it walks you through that. It walks you through how to be obedient. It walks you through identity, how to find your identity in Christ. What does that even mean? You hear people say it, but like, what does it mean? How do you do that?
Yeah.
It teaches you how to discern. You know, some people are given the gift of discernment. That is one of my spiritual gifts, but not everybody has that. So how do you discern? And in this world today, my friends, like if there's any one thing you could learn, it would be to learn how to discern the times and everything that's in it. It has testimonies. It has written words from me. It has prayer challenges, teaches you how to pray. Now this is key to me.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I say the same prayer like every night. Yeah. I'm like, I don't really know. Like, I don't really know. But then I meet people like you and I'm like, she just prayed beautifully over me. Like, how did she know how to do that? Or like my friend Jess Campus, when I was telling you about earlier, like the other day she prayed over me and I was like, how do people know how to pray like that? It's beautiful.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I think people put this, you know, like, I don't know what to say. You know, you could just talk to Jesus like he's your friend. I talk to him all day long. Yeah. But then there's a difference between talking to him and then also having like this intentionality and this intentional prayer. And so it teaches you how to be intentional and keep track of. Because one thing we don't realize is we don't realize how often, Lou.
Lou, my dog is literally like balls out on the back of the couch right now on the thing. And Stacey was literally laughing. And I turned around. It was a shit show.
So it teaches you how to be intentional about your prayers. And what we don't realize is God is actually answering way more prayers than we think he is. And we don't know that unless we're actually intentional about keeping track of them. And so I take you through a series of how to pray and you'll start to realize, oh my goodness, this prayer has been answered. Oh, I actually need to shift this prayer a little bit because my circumstances changed. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot. There's eight different things in it. And then there's also
definitely link it too.
Six Bible studies, 6 months worth of Bible studies in there. So
how much is the journal?
It's $33.
Okay. You guys, it's $33 for all of that. You guys can literally find $33 probably in your couch cushions right now. So if you are looking for a stronger relationship with the Lord, or you want to gift it to somebody, or you know somebody that needs it, like head on over to Stacey's TikTok or her Amazon and go and check it out. And also, like, let's just support a fellow entrepreneur that's on the show as well. Like, even if, you know, the Lord's not your thing or like you're more woo, like gift it to somebody and let's support another entrepreneur on the show today.
Yeah. And I have a couple new books too, which that's the funniest part is I had just written a new devotional, which is beautiful. It's a 30-day devotion. Well, I guess as many times as you want to read it, but there's 30 devotionals in it with full pictures of my photography that I've taken over the years. So I had just written that and then this one took off. So I haven't even had a chance to really even push that out, but it is selling because people go to my website and they see both of them. So they wind up buying them.
Yeah. And I know like back in the day you had like gear and stuff. Like the journal's really like the thing that took off.
People don't buy any of my gear.
Yeah. I mean, I know I bought a shirt back in the day, but like, that's not what it was. So also like you've done a lot of trial and error. Like I put out sweatshirts, I put out mugs, I put out other things, but like this was the thing that hit.
Yeah. this was it. And it didn't hit right away, you guys.
Yeah.
It's not like I didn't have a big following before. I did. Of course, TikTok Shop is fairly new. So I think that the two together kind of were just the thing. Yeah. But it's all in his timing too. You know, I wouldn't have been ready for this. I can promise you right now, looking back at things and all everything, we were living in an RV for a while. Mm-hmm. We were living in an Airbnb. How would I have been pulling thousands of books? wouldn't have been able to do it.
One of my good friends, Lindsay Schwartz, has said this so many times. Like, all of us want the overnight success. All of us want the booked out rosters. All of us want the seven-figure business. But if it happened tomorrow, could you even handle it? Like, could you handle 10,000 journals being bought overnight? Well, in the situation she was in 6 months ago, she wouldn't have been able to, right? Or maybe you want a booked out roster. Well, if 100 clients want to book with you tomorrow, could you actually hold a capacity for them? Do you even have a team to support them? Do you have an onboarding process? So, like, know that it's all in the time in which it's absolutely supposed to happen. And I guarantee, just because I know Stacey too, like, you're more grateful for the journey now.
Mm. So grateful.
Yeah.
And the timing again couldn't be better. Like, my husband hung up his hat, 25 years of engineering, and is switching careers. But I told him the other day, I said, you got to stop with contracting right now. I need you. He has a master's in business. And I'm like, I'm starting to get to that point where I can't handle all the things and continue to create, because now people want a teen one, people want a grief one, people want to all these different things. And I'm like, I have to have the time to create on top of everything. So yes, there is an overnight element to how quickly it happened, but not really. So when I look at it and go, I've never made this much money, but if I spread that out over 10, 15 years, you know, it's like, okay, that makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah, I love that. So, okay, so we're going to put all of your information in the show notes. Stacey, it was so great to have you on the show. You guys go over, check out her website, check out her books, check out all the things. I'm so grateful that I really got to see this journey, not only from like a business standpoint, but like, again, like, you're one of my closest friends and there's nobody more deserving of this. And like, I love the day that Matt comes to work in the business, like, and you get to be his boss. Like, I'm so excited about this. So I'm so excited for everything that you have to come. And I truly believe this is just the beginning for you and the word that the Lord has for you.
Well, I thank you so much. And I do want to say, I mean, there was a foundational piece of business that I took at the very beginning from you. I mean, we worked together and I had hired you, and a lot of that stuff still stands true today. So everything that you teach and you do, it works. But yes, you got to have the fire. You got to have the faith. You got to have the trust and the consistency. So, but thank you so much for having me. This was awesome.
Anytime. Come back anytime. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Scale Your Sales podcast. If today's episode has you fired up, would you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple or Spotify podcast? Or of course, you can always take a screenshot and share it on your social media. That is the way we grow this show, and so that other people can absolutely learn how to grow their sales as well. I am on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to freaking love sales, because the reality is, sales is the foundation of everything you do. It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So remember, keep showing up and being unapologetic about selling, because once you fall in love with selling, the sky is absolutely the limit. Until next time, happy selling, and my DMs are always open. I can't wait to get to know you better.